I don't have
that.
An eating disorder. I'm eating this order.
Cancel
Culture
Podcast.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Cancel Culture, the podcast writers room where a diverse group of Gen Z femme comedy writers create a funny, unoffensive joke about a topic that most might consider a no-fly zone in comedy that even an old, white, straight, cis man can tell, aka my dad, without getting canceled. Today's topic, jokes about eating disorders. What? That's right. We're going to write a joke about eating disorders that my dad can tell without sounding like an asshole. Why? To show that it's possible.
Because I have one. Because it's possible.
What? That was scary.
Yeah.
Let's introduce our players this morn. It's 2 p.m. in the afternoon.
Yikes.
This bright and early morn.
Yeah, well, this is the first time I've spoken out loud today.
Days.
So I'm Jamie. I would say I've never had an eating disorder. I just had a Jewish mother. So six one, half dozen the other, you know. I feel like Judaism has given me a lot of internal battles between myself being like, I must eat all the food, and also, you're really gonna have another kugel. Like, that's the vibe. It's just constant battle within myself. I mean, that's long-winded. I'll leave it there. I could go
have
on.
Have you ever fasted for Passover? Yom Kippur. Do you do that?
Yeah, occasionally, but not like we ate at 4 p.m. So really, it's just as if I slept in and then ate early dinner.
Like, she's being generous to there. I think we ate at like 3:30.
Well, in any event, like, that's barely a thing. I think the more concerning thing is just, like, I felt, like, really great about myself. Like, I didn't really have a whole lot of body image issues until, like, college. And that's when I realized that people, like, are actually, like, I just, like, didn't really think about it growing up that much. Mm. And then college rolled around, and that really did bad things to my brain. And the movement classes alone just did bad things.
Yeah, I felt pretty fat when I did movement classes.
I just felt
they did
felt
a lot
bad.
Of lifting. Like, they really made you, like, lift everyone in the class.
That'll
it was
you.
Very clear. They partner you up with, like, the person who is the most your size. You know what I mean? It was very in your face.
I definitely felt weak. Like, I feel like college made me feel really weak. And then I had, like, you know what really does it to you, too? The doctor. The doctor really fucks you up.
Yes. Well, it's because everyone's BMI is, like, overweight. Classic.
BMI is standard. Like, disproven, right?
Yeah, aren't we, it's like, a racist. Yeah, it's bad.
BMI is, like, stupid. But I just more mean, like, there was, like, after the pandemic, so everybody was, like, talking about, like, the quarantine 15 or whatever. And I was, like, nannying for 5 months, running after children. So I was probably, and I was exercising, and I was living with a family who ate, like, bird seed for lunch, and so I really just was probably in the best shape of my life, if not, like, not, like, dangerously thin, like, not great. But not because I was, like, trying to be skinny, just because, like, I was exercising every day and, like, running after children. So I came to the doctor, and the doctor was like, you lost 14 pounds since the last time I saw you.
Like, lost 14 pounds over the pandemic.
14 pounds. And then, of course, I took that to mean, like, oh, great, that means that I can, like, do whatever I want now. And so the last time I went, they were like, so you actually are now 10 pounds past where, like, you've gone 20 pounds in the opposite direction.
So that's a 25-pound swing, yeah.
Yeah, 25-pound swing. So, not that the number
you had
matters.
Leeway. That's the whole point. You had leeway.
Yeah, right. It's like a nice, I'm turning red. No, it's like, I think it's just one of those things where she was like, you know, it would just be great if you found, like, a happy medium. Like, if you just, I think it's more the fluctuation that's, like, the dangerous thing, not so much, like, the number itself. And so I was like,
Also maybe annoying from a clothes purchasing.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Yes.
Oh my God. Yeah.
For
but
real.
That's the thing is, like, the scary thing is I wasn't trying either way. So then I'm like, what the fuck do I do? Because I wasn't There was no effort involved.
You just feel
involved.
Good, you know? You just got to find your balance.
Things steady out when you hit menopause, apparently.
Oh, great. So just another 50.
Yes. I don't know about 50.
So that's Jamie.
Okay, so hello.
That's my entire story.
I was going to say, hello, I'm Elena. I am a personal expert on all things eating disorders, as I have struggled with them and was a ballerina my whole life. I've talked to many experts about eating disorders, all on a couch. So I feel like I can tell you a lot about them, even though Black girls don't have eating disorders, you know.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I just want to I feel like
Jamie made the point that Jewish is kind of synonymous with some sort of body dysmorphia or eating thing. And so is ballerina. Yeah. I mean,
that
dancer.
Oh, definitely. I would have like the
dancer.
We all tell dancing and
disorder are kind of combined too, right?
I had teachers like the shit they would say, just fucking nuts. Like, oh, I can see your lunch while you're doing bar. Or like, do you like cake? You like cake, don't you? Like really passive aggressive crazy stuff.
I had
some teachers. Yeah, I can see
that's
your lunch.
Horrible.
I had some teachers. Should I name the ballet company? They know.
That's
they know
what they do. We can always cut it out later.
They really did. When I was at Grown Up It's Ballet Company, that's like one of Michigan's only professional ballet companies. There were a couple teachers that would be like, you're so lean. Like I would get praised for how lean I was looking.
Wow. Oof. It's a compliment. Got it.
Okay. It was like, I was praised. And then you like get into this warp, but also the lifting really does it. Right. Cause like ballet boys are strong, but like lifting 100-pound person in the air is difficult. Like above your head,
even
110 is like too much. Guys, I don't know if you know this. I don't think I've weighed 110 pounds since I was in like 7th grade.
Well, that's
me
also
too.
Maybe 8th grade. That's like a ridiculous thing to weigh.
How tall are you?
I'm like 5'6¾".
It would be scary if you were 5'10".
Oh, no. It was
that would not be.
It was scary. And like, this is the thing, guys. Okay. So I hit my like goal ballerina weight my sophomore year of college.
Ballerina weight.
Yeah, which I showed Jamie a couple weeks ago, actually, before
and I was like,
show.
That's scary.
Like, I looked scary. Like you can see all of my bones in my rib cage, and then my boobs like sit on top of my ribs. And that would be the time that my teachers would be like, you're looking great. You look so lean. Like you might be prima ballerina this season.
Oh,
it's just like
scary,
just crazy. And like, it's just funny when I see all these dieting fads about like, juice diet, how to stay healthy. I'm like, you're not a rabbit. You can't eat vegetables and lettuce and sustain. You cannot as a grown woman.
Well,
so
smoking ciggies instead of eating.
Smoking
ciggies. That's
that's a big one.
Yeah. Heroin chic.
That was like
which is an aesthetic. Sadly, I love. Like, I can't deny. I like the heroin chic look. It's one of my issues.
We just like when women fade away in society, you know, like the closer you are to disappearing.
Fontaine. Like,
You should be a whisper of a human.
A mere thought.
A mere,
there's
like,
a great movie.
Should be
there's
like, oh,
movie.
Did someone just walk past me? Oh, no, maybe not.
It was a gust of wind.
It was just a strong gust of wind.
Great movie, Turning Point. Did you ever see it?
No.
Anne Bancroft and Shirley MacLaine and Mikhail Baryshnikov. Really good movie about ballet.
Possibly. Yes. I feel like I did. It was a documentary, right?
No.
Oh. Well, maybe scripted.
Really good.
Okay, I have to look. Guys, I don't know. I've seen anything that has to do with ballet, I probably watched at 15 or 16. Like,
what was that Australian TV show about the ballerinas? She like broke her leg because the teacher like put it too far back.
Just kidding. I felt very strongly that I've seen everything, but apparently not. They would do things like push your, like you'd sit in like a straddle and they'd push your hips through the door so you'd hyperextend, which like anatomically speaking, if your femur is sitting in your pelvis toward the front, like you're going to dislocate.
Just sent so many shivers down.
Oh yeah. I feel like, guys, I'm just like talking strong or whatever, because my pain tolerance is like ridiculously high. So like by the time I check in, like, oh, this kind of hurts, maybe I should check it out, the doctor's like, what the fuck, dude? Like, you should have come a month ago. What are you doing? You're like,
I don't like
hold
it.
Back. But yeah, it's fine, guys.
Sarah?
Yeah. Well, I went to an all-girls school, so I was privy towards the widest array of eating disorders you can imagine. I've seen every single type, I think. And yeah, it definitely has shaped the way that I view bodies and women, and I've seen people fluctuate weights like crazy, and it's a whole thing. The only time that I ever feel triggered in that way is I tend to sleep with people who are skinnier than me all the time, and I find that to be the time.
You do like scrawny boys.
I love a scrawny
skinny
boy.
Legends.
I
love a bean skinny
scarecrow of a man. I adore
you love the type of guy who's like pelvic bone's gonna give you bruises.
Exactly. And it's I've been there and I've done that. And that is probably when I feel the most like about my own body.
I feel like, you know, eating disorders are one of those things where it looks different on everybody, literally and metaphorically. And what's scary about it too is like we're so mean to ourselves. Even like you could see somebody with your exact same body type, like to the T, height, weight, everything, and be like, they're stunning, they're gorgeous, they're a model, a superstar. Mm-hmm. And then you see yourself in the mirror and you're like, I feel
like beauty standards for women are just eating disorders and never have been anything such. Like there is no, like every health food diet is disordered eating. Like there is no,
because remember like when I did my cleanse, I think I may have spoken about that on the show. That was fucked up. Looking back, I'm like, that was truly like the most intense rationed, like,
oh yeah. I have friends that do juice cleanses, like they'll do it like a month at a time, and they'll do it like every few months, where they literally, they're like, your poop should smell good. Like my poop smells like watermelon. And I'm like, bitch, that means you didn't digest your watermelon juice and it's just going straight through you.
Like, why are you sniffing poop?
Also, I'm like, bitch, your shit stinks. Like, don't try to convince me that your poop smells like watermelon.
I don't.
You're
know.
On a juice cleanse.
This is probably another unhealthy relationship with food. But like, the thing about dieting to me is like, I just do not like. I've never even tried or considered it. I went 1 month without like, quote unquote, without sugar, and it was literally just. Like I wasn't eating things with like candy like for a month.
Yeah.
But like even
that's
that,
because you have
like,
a little addiction, don't you, Jamie?
Oh, I have an addiction. But that's the thing is like I don't have people are like sometimes I'll like be like, oh yeah, like I forgot to eat today, like I didn't eat something, and people will be like, Jamie, like you have to eat, and I'm like, don't worry. Like don't worry.
Yeah, that's me. No, I see you at the end of the day. You're like, I haven't eaten anything today. I'm like, bitch.
Yeah, but it's not like I am never somebody you have to worry about not eating. It's like
that's how I feel.
I love food so much. It's like what I center my life around. Like I am always thinking about what my next meal is. Yeah. I am always thinking about where I'm eating, like what I'm eating.
It's funny when you're like a foodie who changes your routine for like a day. Like I used to eat in my school lunch breaks. They sold these delicious gooey cookies I was obsessed with, and every single day I ate three. Not a good thing to do realistically, but it was just like my routine. And there was one day when I was like 12 when I decided like I'm gonna get a banana instead, and all of my friends came up to me and were like, Sarah, like what's up with you, like
are you okay,
what's happened, like and that's also not good.
It's not
good.
You
need to be able to make healthy choices without being treated.
I think one of the worst things ever, and maybe this is just in my personal experience, because again, different for everybody. I think the worst thing ever is when people compliment you for looking good.
Yeah.
Like that maybe a huge defense mechanism of mine is probably to like purposely look bad a lot of the time, because then like I'm like, oh, I know I look bad, so you can't comment. Like we're here together, you know, we both know.
Interesting.
But then if I like try my hardest and someone doesn't say you look good, or then like if I'm like the year that like after the pandemic, like all of my grandparents would always be like, my God, you look amazing. You look so skinny. Oh my God. And I'm like, well, fuck me. Like this
sucks.
I looked bad before
I lost
and
this weight.
I guarantee it's not going to stay this way. So like, you're just going to, and oh God, it's so bad. It's so demoralizing.
Yeah.
But shall we look at a joke?
Wait, I didn't get to introduce myself.
Yeah, that's okay. And lastly, and certainly leastly, Evan.
Hey. Yeah, I come from Tiny Women. My mother was a tiny woman. Her mother was a tiny woman, and they have a very interesting. My grandmother
mother is a tiny woman currently.
My grandmother was a size zero.
Whoa.
She was like a 00.
Wow.
My mother
zero.
Is about that size. And so I've had these very unusual relationship with food my entire life. I am basically the same weight I was in high school. But I've gone up as much as 55 pounds from here and come back down. So it's, you know, it's kind of not terribly dissimilar from Jamie, but I compressed the weight gain and loss into a decade period in the middle of my life.
Paul said Evan is Bella Hadid.
Yeah. Yikes.
I mean,
yeah, those fluctuations, man.
Speaking of your grandmother, the last time I was at your mom's house, she pulled out something that her mom wore, your grandmother, and she was like, I don't know if this will fit you, but you can try it. And I was like, I'm gonna end it all by now.
This is so funny. It's so funny because everyone in my family, I like come from thick, big women.
Me
and
as well.
I also, I will like be thrown food quite often because they're like, why are you always so small? Are you eating? You need a cheeseburger, which also is not helpful when you're like trying to figure out the lean praise you know, like navigating that. But no, I come from some thick, beautiful women.
That's the thing is my mother, that's the thing. My mother has been this thin her entire life. She still carves out the middle of the bagel before she eats it. So it's just. Whoa.
So it's not even natural. It's also lifestyle choices.
Well, I think it is a lot of genetics. It's a bit of both. But yeah. That's the other thing though, is like we strive for things that like a lot of the time is just genetics that you can't.
Yeah, well,
help.
I wonder how skinny I could be. Like I don't think it's in my wheelhouse.
Right.
You know?
And this, going back to like BMI really quickly.
Yeah.
BMI is so fucked up because like when I looked unhealthily skinny, I still was like 132 pounds. Like I will never, if I hit 110 pounds, it's because I'm in the ER. Like
what even is 110 pounds?
You know, like weight is
child,
so
a child.
A child.
You're looking at a child.
Zero is not real. It's not a number.
Right. But with
there
BMI,
is nothing.
Sometimes
I shouldn't
go,
be rude.
Like,
now I'm skinny shaming.
Well, but skinny shouldn't be like, the skinny shouldn't be praise or it's, the word skinny shouldn't be a praise, a goal, but it also shouldn't be a bad thing. Like it just should be like, and it's the same thing with the word fat.
We just
harkening
need to
back
do away
to our fat shaming
BMI.
Episode. But
just
BMI is stupid. But also it's like, it's not skinny isn't even like the trend now. The trend is like for the last, I feel like 10 years has been, and not that they're not skinny, but like the Kardashians, right? Where it's like slim, thick.
That was for a minute. It wasn't 10 years. It was like a good 3-year stint of slim, thick. And now Kim Kardashian is like for the Met Gala to fit into Marilyn Monroe's dress. She lost like 20 pounds in 2 weeks from sitting in the sauna and drinking juice. And now we're heading back to that. Ariana Grande lost a ton of weight. Like
that's
everyone's
so scary.
Well, imagine these sleeves is back in, you know, that like kind of 2010
grunge
look.
Yeah. The Paris Hilton look is starting to come back.
This is a really good segue. This is a really good segue into my bad examples because a lot of my bad examples come from like the 2000 and 2010 Disney Channel and Nickelodeon shows. Like that's what we grew up on, right? And the number of examples I could like we can't because copyright infringement, we can't show like exact clips, so they're all like through TikToks and stuff, so they're not great quality. but the number of like shows that I grew up on that like would make comments about not eating carbs or like would talk about like not eating or not fitting into things or like, you know, all this stuff that we literally grew up on, not to mention every single Disney
maybe
Channel star was
is
like
an experience, like they're treating little children like adults, they're teaching us about the real world. I give them the benefit.
We have been conditioned, our generation specifically has been like very harshly conditioned through everything in pop culture.
Yeah,
to be
well, let's take a look, let's look at some of the Disney Channel. I pulled one or some TikToks from Zoe 101, which was a huge era of food shaming.
Oh, can't wait.
Yeah.
I feel like I know this clip verbatim.
Okay, I should not eat chocolate. Why'd you take it? Because I'm weak. Here's what you have.
Oh, I'm trying to be good. Go for it.
There's like a billion calories in that thing. All right, here's we all just eat one back. Okay.
Okay.
So first of all, why is
12-year-olds Jamie Lynn Spears good?
Jamie Lynn Spears' hair is also like what my hair is, but hers are supposed to be natural highlights. So I think that's funny. One and two, yeah. Why are these 12-year-olds worried about what they're eating? Like they're literally 12.
That whole show, as you were watching it, made me feel uncomfortable. I remember watching it.
Yeah,
I was very uncomfortable the whole time. I'm not gonna think I made fun of it every second shaming. It was on screen.
Why didn't you make me stop watching it?
No.
Have you met you?
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
I personally love the show. I think
it was 90210 or actually more Melrose Place set at a sleepaway school where I just was creepy.
It was obvious. Correctly.
It was a boarding school.
Yeah.
Boys, yeah. Girls, mix.
It wasn't great. I wasn't allowed to watch it. I would try and sneak it. I would try to sneak it Zoe 101, but like my mom would crack down.
I mean, the first episode.
Were your parents strict with what you were allowed to watch, Elena?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I also just, like, when we were really little, my dad would sometimes sneak, like, SpongeBob with us. Because when we were really little, my dad was a math teacher, and my mom was, like, the breadwinner and worked a lot. But, you know, that meant we had summers free with dad, so it was kind of anarchy, and we'd be sneaking shows that Cheryl did not want us watching.
Like, devil worshiping SpongeBob. Dad would inevitably
get... Well, SpongeBob is, like, an adult TV show. Like, it's funny as fuck. But like,
but it also has really good moral... has a good moral compass, unlike Zoe 101, which has a shitty moral compass.
Zoe 101. Zoe 101
is a feminist show, on the most part. I realized
Sarah, what show were you watching?
An episode where Zoe... She like there's a urinal because you know it used to be an all boys school, but then they now let girls in, and then she turns the urinal into a little fountain. She bedazzles it and makes it all like girlified.
That is feminism, bedazzling.
And that's feminism. It's like bedazzling urinal.
Instead of having access to a toilet to function, you bedazzle the urinal,
and then just look at it. Twiddle your hair.
About Logan? Logan, like character Logan was literally
I can't talk
like...
about Logan because it will get inappropriate. That's the issue. Because it's difficult when you watch a show as a child and you're younger than them and you're attracted to them. I discussed this with Tara the other day.
I really understand. The issue is I understand where you're coming from. The issue is like Logan was like misogynistic and a bad person, right?
Yeah,
and
but
we
as
were
a
like
little,
taught.
We
like, no, no, no.
Had a problem
he was
with
the
that.
Love
I
interest.
I don't think that's. Yeah, I don't
this
think
explains.
That's a bug. That's
no,
a feature
this is
for
this
Sarah.
Is what I'm saying though is like he was misogynistic and a bad person, but we were like told to be attracted to him, right? So we like grew up attracted to this guy who was like objectively a bad person, but he was like the cute guy. So that's the issue.
I watched it the other day. That Chase is actually a keeper. But I used to think Chase was gross.
He's a sad boy though. He also like he's the vibe of boy who you and listen, I could name a few. He's the type of boy that like only wanted to be friends with you so far as he had a crush on you. But like if you ever like told him point blank period, like
you
I don't
interested.
Like you like that, like you're a fucking whore.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what
you
we
are right
out.
About that.
This, I was gonna say with this conditioning, now it makes sense why so many women voted for Trump. You know, he's their ideal boyfriend candidate.
Well,
king of neg. He's the king of neg.
Yes.
Yeah.
But yeah, back to the food. I feel like Zoe 101 had episode one, season one, like pilot episode of Zoe 101. Chase like offers Zoe mac and cheese and she's like, there's too many carbs in that. And I think that like sent a lightning rod through my brain that I was like, what is a carb? And from there it was just
I have a suggestion for a spin-off episode. Things where we just go into individual shows and we look for the cancel culture in them, like say
I like
Bada
that
Bada, I like that too
anyway, cool. That's not
up.
For the show.
Someone Chef write that up. Down Chef producer
Paul write, Paul oh, write please. That down
Paul write that down. Down take a note take a note yeah. Paul
okay
yeah and then the one from Shake It Up which we don't have to show but it's just more of the same. Shake It Up was like at the cusp when like I was like really not watching Disney Channel at all anymore, but then like occasionally I'd be like I want to feel something, so I would watch a show that made me feel younger, and Shake It Up was the one that came on. And listen, Zendaya slayed the Boots house down, but like it was problematic because also her and Bella Thorne were literal skeletons on this show.
Well, everyone on Disney Channel, there's never-
everyone, yeah, but specifically these two girls were like bone.
She's skinny.
And there was like an episode where one of the like, they go to like a fancy party and one of like the like successful dancer model people is like, you guys remind me of me when I was like 13. And if only I ate something.
And it's that's like, funny.
Great.
That's actually funny.
Maybe it's a comment on society because isn't she? She's being like a cartoonified version of.
Oh,
like,
no, no, no! That LA, sounds like a dance. Right? No, that sounds like sure, dancers in real life. I don't think like, that's cartoonified. I think
it's
that's,
probably fine. It's for kids.
Yeah,
that's but it's like real it's, conversation. It's also like
kids
happens.
Don't have the cognitive ability to like distinguish that at a certain age. Like you just hear it and you're like, oh, yeah. So it's funny that's that this normal. Girl isn't eating. Mm-hmm. And even if they're like the standard, like even if they're not being like you shouldn't eat, it's being like, oh, it's funny that that girl doesn't eat. And so then yeah. It becomes well, a trope
like not
too.
Eating is even an option. It's like a thing people do,
right? And it's like, and then it becomes funny for other people to joke about of like, oh, like if she just didn't eat she'd be skinny or like something like that where mm-hmm. It just becomes
do you like violent. Cake do you like cake
yeah do you like cake
I can well, tell you really think, like I, cake you should
I think
only
we should
have
look at
bite.
The at the Carlin
said that
clip.
To me I'd be like
oh yeah, yeah. So we have a George Carlin clip
Carlin
that-
Carlin is usually like the hero of like pop, you know, the right side yeah. Of comedy and these types of things. And this clip just it reminded me how wrong he was on this, but also well, just where society
there's a trigger
was.
Warning. There's a trigger warning. On the trigger
I don't
warning.
Like it. It's just for me, he can get away with murder. Like, I don't know what it is about him. I don't ever judge him. It's a meme.
I see
it
where
speaks
you're
to me
from,
in my opinion.
In this case,
of men
well, let's play it. Let's play it.
Speaking of places to eat and what they're named... Beverly Hills has a brand new restaurant for specifically for bulimia victims. It's called the Scarf and Barf. Well, they were going to call it the Fork and Bucket. Thank God good taste prevailed. How about a restaurant for anorexics? What would you call that? The Empty Plate. The Lonesome Chef. Start without me, guys. See, somehow I can't feel sorry for an anorexic, you know? Rich cunt, don't want to eat? Fucker. Fucker. Don't eat! Don't eat! I give a shit. Like I'm supposed to be real concerned about this. I don't want to eat! Go fuck yourself. Why don't you lie down in front of a railroad train right after you don't eat? What kind of a goddamn disease is that, anyway? I don't want to eat! How do we come up with this shit in this country? Where do we get our values from? Bulimia, there's another winner. Real all-American disease. This has got to be the only country in the world that could ever have come up with bulimia. Got to be the only country where some people are digging in a dumpster for a peach pit, other people eat a nice meal and puke it up intentionally. Where's the morality in that? I don't understand our values.
I have things
yeah.
To say.
I have things to say. Go ahead, Sarah. Go ahead.
Overall, like, I obviously it's a complete misrepresentation of eating disorders. Like, it is fucked up. And I don't think it's funny necessarily at all. Like, there's not even one joke in there that I actually think is LOL funny. But I don't know what it is about him, guys. Like, I just, like, respect the way that he tries to, like, you know, he can push the bar in a way that I think other comedians, I don't let them get away with. And I don't know why. Yeah.
I think he has a history. I'm sorry.
I liked the beginning bit of the funny like restaurants.
That, I was going to say, yeah.
I think he could have run with that.
Start without when, me, guys. Man. I thought that was.
Yeah. But the rest of that. No. No, thank you.
Yeah,
the none of it. There was like, no. Yeah, there was no punchline. Also, like a big part of like eating disorder jokes is like. It's, you know, the rich white cunt, as he said. But like I said, Black girls don't have eating disorders.
Exactly. They don't.
The complete erasure.
Of course they don't.
Exactly. Any women of color's experience right. With this and like the nuances that are happening. And
well, it's just, and I think he's such a hero of really smart comedy. People forget that he started as kind of a normal comic, very smart, good comic, but he was in very character land with a lot of the other comedians. Mm. And then he turned into this major intellectual force in comedy, mostly because he aged and went through drug addiction and came out the other side and all the things that does for
hey,
you.
Trauma.
But on the other hand, he also was a person of his time. And that was the impression of anorexia and eating disorders at the time. Karen Carpenter wasn't even really kind of like, she was it. She was the one we knew. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it was very easy to just say, hey, rich white, see you next Tuesdays, get to shut up and just suffer, you know, your rich ennui, which is what we thought it was, and not understand there's a mental disorder that goes along with this. And it was a long time before America had that conversation. Mm-hmm. So he was very much a moment. And by the way, he was also a bit of a misogynist. So that was a very female hating, I think, tract of
comedy. I mean, it's also like talking about what Elena said with erasure. It's like, yeah, there's this trope that like anybody with an eating disorder is skinny. And that's really damaging too, because a lot of people with eating disorders are not. And that's why I say like, it looks different on everybody. And listen, God bless Diana. We love you. Rest in peace. Princess. But also I think a huge part of like our age group's reference of like what an eating disorder looks like is Princess Diana, because like that was like the most famous example. And she is like skinny white girl. And so like, and yes, there's like, I'm not invalidating that that is some people's struggle, but like it also, there are so many people who struggle with food and their relationship to food and their bodies that have nothing to do with that image. And like, I think it's even more damaging to that group of people to see that as like the standard of what you look like. Cause then it's like, you know, if you tell somebody you have an eating disorder and you don't look like that, they're like, really?
There's a famous poem where she says that, like if you're skinny and you have an eating disorder, you like can go to hospital. But if you're like bigger and have an eating disorder, then you're like a success story. And that is true, because people just want to see you lose weight.
Yep, exactly.
Because we hate.
Also, this is so interesting that your take is Princess Diana. Like, I never even considered she was not on my radar. She was not my pop culture icon. I like respectfully.
Who is your pop culture reference for eating disorder?
Paris Hilton.
Oh yeah. Well, Paris,
Paris, all the Disney girls, like Demi Lovato.
Was bulimic. What was Paris?
I don't.
What
is Paris? She did a lot of cocaine. That definitely also was a part.
That's not an eating disorder. That's more of a snorting disorder.
So this is the other thing. I struggle with labeling like anorexia or bulimia, because actually, in psychology, they no longer even call it that. It's like a binging purging disease, because bulimia itself is like too narrow. Like, it's an easy term to slap on, but it's like so much more complicated what's happening. Like, disordered eating looks like different things for people during different phases of the eating disorder. So like, there were times Paris Hilton was just not eating, but there are times also like she'd eat and have guilt and throw it up. Right. Like, yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah. I think Paris Hilton, I think all the Disney girls, like I was saying, like all the Nick girls, everybody grew up with, like everybody was just stick thin to the point where it was like
Britney Spears, even
scary. Like, and we did
Amy Winehouse, I believe.
God, Amy. Yeah. Like
Amy Winehouse, they did her dirty. Okay. Like, I'm still justice for Amy. Justice for Amy.
Not in like a huge way.
Her dad.
Still one of my favorite all time albums. First album she put.
She's my favorite. She went to my my drama school, and my singing teacher, who like taught me for years and years, was her singing teacher.
That's
and
she
said that she had more talent in her little finger than anyone he'd ever taught. And I believe that.
It's just a tragedy.
Were you like including me though?
Yeah, I was like, yeah.
Wow, weird that you're saying that in front of me.
I have a vibrato.
I have a vibrato.
The problem with Carlin's joke is he broke his kind of cardinal rule of comedy, which is he punched down. He punched down at the victim in this case.
Yeah,
and
did.
So I guess the question is,
and for somebody, what's the joke? But just to add, I want to interrupt you, because just to add to that, like the context, like his whole thing is context. Like he always like dissects things, and he always like talks about the background and how things came to be. And he completely contextualizes this entire
You should just die.
He's like, America. Of course that would be America.
To be fair, like, if you back up and look at that whole special, he's using it as kind of like a small aside in a larger conversation about the American materialistic culture at that time. And his larger point is actually, it's about stuff and things. And then there is an absolute point he's making. This was an unfortunate He tried to use this as evidence of that, and it's a mental disorder. Or,
right, yeah, but you also he could have used it as an example for him. He's saying if he focused on like the consumerism aspect of like how we advertise to women and we perpetuate the patriarchy through fashion.
Supermodels.
Yeah. Oh, like absolutely. He could have gotten there. He just didn't.
It would have involved him talking about women for a bit longer, and he didn't want to do that.
No, he didn't want to do that.
Exactly.
My type of man.
He could have really gone with the restaurants. That would have been really funny.
Restaurant route. Or just like what they serve.
But the question is, so there you go. There's a good question. So those restaurant jokes are good. I guess if you're in on the joke, those are good jokes. But how do you make an eating disorder joke without punching down? That's funny.
We can talk
about we'll talk
green.
About that right after this word from our sponsors.
You said you would be good this time. Be clean. Say no to all things toxic. But you can't be tied down. You need an outlet, some way to let loose all the pleasure with none of the consequences. You need a guilt-free way to cheat on your diet. Introducing Ashley Mattisubs, the junk food hotline to quench your deepest urges. Call now and have the binge meal of your fantasies described to you in vivid detail. From thick, juicy burgers to rock-hard candy apples, we have a menu that can satisfy any craving. It's not cheating if you don't take a bite, right? The diet starts tomorrow. Call today. Ashley Mattisubs. Life is short. Have an eclair.
Welcome back. Wow, what a word from our sponsors that was.
All you can eat buffet. I didn't see that coming.
Well, I hope that's what that was about. Otherwise,
no.
Cut this out, Jesse.
Homer Simpson.
Okay, well, so let's see if we can find a good example now of an eating disorder joke or a joke about eating disorders. This was hard. I'm gonna be honest. I did not find.
I'm worried about us being able to do this.
We didn't do a vote
at the start. I'm not convinced with this one.
Me either.
I think it can be hilarious, but we'll see.
I looked at like Always Sunny because I know that they do a lot of that on there. I didn't find anything that was like, it wasn't like problematic, but it was also like not funny. Like it just wasn't haha. Mm-hmm. Like
I found one which like a lot of it had many comments in the comment section of people being like, I've had an eating disorder and I always come back to watch this. Like,
oh, what is it?
It was the last one, the second one. Who says eating disorders aren't funny?
Okay.
I believe.
Let's take a look.
I used to criticize myself a lot because I felt like I didn't have enough willpower to eat. Only anorexic and not eat. And now I look at it a lot more reasonably is that it's a lot harder enough too. Because what happens, let me describe this for you. I'm anorexic for a certain period of time. I barely eat and I exercise too much. I get skinnier. Until I guess my pesky will to live kicks in. And I eat. And I don't stop. Because what happens when my body gets food is oh, thank Christ. She's finally come to her senses. It must have been that Wendy's commercial. Listen up, guys. We gotta move quickly. It could be months before we get our next burger. Let's do this. What can you do? I binge. Now, if you've never binged before, then you haven't lived in America. Anybody that's been to the Cheesecake Factory knows what the hell I'm talking about. Okay, you can't walk out of that place without hating yourself a little bit more than you did when you walked in. You know what this is like. It's rough. The cycle repeats itself. This is a true story. The binging and then the punishing myself with starvation. What happens is that cycle kind of like it cancels each other out, and I just look kind of normal. Like all that work to look a little bit bad. You can have an eating disorder and not be good at it. Nobody said you can't. Not me anyway. And it's like the most. It feels like the worst. first kind of failure, having eating disorder for 15 years and never really achieving your goal weight. And I am a total outcast in the eating disorder community, let me tell you. I can't hang out with the anorexics because they're so thin by comparison that it makes me want to kill myself. And I can't hang out with the overeaters because I'm so thin by comparison that they want to kill me. And the bulimics just think I'm retarded for doing it the hard way. So you're telling me that you eat the food and then you let your body absorb it?
It's like there's something in there for sure. I just don't know that
there's something
well
about
written.
Like perspective, like her, like being the person that has the experience of having help.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yes.
So that was a clip from Liz Ridge. Here's a clip from the show American Dad. I think that this one made me chuckle. I don't know if I like really keeled over laughing, and I don't know if it's like too dark to be funny, but
oh, I love
ain't no such thing, Jamie.
Let's just take a little looky-see-loo and see what the pub thinks.
I hope all you blubber-loving Judases are happy. I just got suspended because I'm in such bad shape.
Well, maybe now you'll listen to us. You've become a man obsessed. We're all so worried about you.
We have Grey's Anatomy on season pass, yes?
Yes.
I was just fine until you all decided to teach me a lesson by scheming against me. Now even my boss says I have a weight problem.
You do have a weight problem, but it's not that you're too fat.
Dad, we've done some research, and we think you're anorexic.
What?
You keep thinking you're fat no matter how skinny you get.
That's ridiculous. Look at me.
It's worse than we thought.
I know. I'm a huge tub of lard.
No, you aren't. You're just suffering from a delusional state.
Delusional? I'm not delusional. Tell him, Zach.
Bro, don't listen to them.
Stan, there's no one there. Who are you talking to?
Z-Man, this is Francine, Steve, my daughter Haley. I know, but she won't wear makeup.
That's terrible. Okay, I really liked this take on body dysmorphia. I really liked that because also like part of the, I don't know. I just feel like for the most part, people don't actually know what's going on with EDs. But I feel like that's a really apt description of what's happening. Like he really thinks he looks like a tub of lard and he's like fading away. I also like that it was like a man because boys have eating disorders too, but yeah, I don't know. My favorite part was when the fish was like, wait, do we still have Grey's Anatomy on subscription? Like totally checking out, like not trying to participate in this, in this confrontation. Like,
it kind of reminded me of like, not that I don't think Kumail Nanjiani has an eating disorder, but it reminded me of like that whole thing when like, he lost or he didn't even like lose a ton of weight. He just like got into like superhero shape and like got super muscular for the Marvel movies. And like everybody was like, oh my God, you look amazing. And I was like, that's the male gaze. That is 100% the male gaze because I guarantee fucking to you that there were so many women before that like had huge crutches on Kumail and then got like in the most amazing swole. Superhero shape, swole, and all the men were like, dude, bro, you look insane. And it was like, I actually think you look a little scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not to muscle shame, though.
They're supposed to look like superhumans, right? Like, they're not supposed to look like everyday people. Like, it is like an intense
being an actual
regime.
Superhero.
Yeah, it's like an intense practice to get into shape for those movies. Like,
just the idea though that people like that's such a Hollywood thing too. You hear it all the time with women, like, I was told to lose weight for this role, I was told to gain weight for this role, like blah blah blah, you have to like get in such create, like that's always spooked me. Yeah. me
there was
I
huge...
also just don't have the willpower to not eat what I want when
no,
I want.
No, you don't do it on your own, Jamie. You have a team of coaches.
That's true. You pay people.
You have a team of coaches. Literally, you have a personal trainer. You have a nutritionist. You have a sleep specialist. Like, your director's involved. Your producer's involved. Like, it's the business.
Privilege.
Like, the Kardashians too also have a team. Like, it's not their personal willpower that they're doing this. They have like a team of specialists.
You guys hear
that? Chloe help
not them. Chloe. Yeah, Chloe. She like would spray her food to stop eating it. Bring out like
Also, I just got a Charlie horse, guys. I'm dying. Okay, hold on. Sorry.
wait, she'd spray
it's
her
an food. Iron deficiency.
She'd bring out like
Windex, an iron
deficiency. And she'd bring out a small vial of Windex, and as soon as she got like the tiniest bit full, or just like when she'd had like half of her portion or whatever, she'd spray the whole fucking thing with poison.
Super healthy, yeah.
Which is so fucked from a you know, societal standpoint as well, because you know, food waste.
Yes, seriously. Wait, I wanted to talk a little bit about the controversy around Batman and Robert Pattinson. So Robert Pattinson's vegan, and he refused to like change his body to become Batman. Like this is like very niche, guys, but like he, like it was like taboo that he was going to be the first Batman that like didn't change his body, and he was going to be too skinny for the film, and like everyone was so upset about it. And you'll notice like in the cuts they don't show his body in the same way that they show other Batmans, like they'll do like different lighting takes where you can't see his like naked skinny form standing in the same way, and they like changed it up to make it angsty. But like this was a huge, like the fans were freaking out about it, like, dude, do your job.
He looked pretty big. Like Batman, he looked pretty big to me. I don't know.
No, he did not change his diet for that role. It was a huge thing.
I'm not saying he didn't change his diet. I'm just saying I think they made him look much bigger. I thought he looked bigger than I've ever seen him before.
I've
like,
never found that man attractive. Let me just say that right now.
I didn't say attractive. I think he's very talking about shape.
I just kept my little mouth quiet. That
I don't think
whole
he changed
middle
his
school
shape.
Era when everyone was freaking out in Twilight. I just shut my little mouth.
I can't believe it.
You know what? I was too busy crushing on Kristen Stewart. Let's be real.
I think she's gross.
I do. What's happening?
Well, yeah, there you go. I mean, that's a pretty big dude there.
But that's
I wouldn't want to fight that
dude.
Yes,
but now look at Christian Bale Batman shirtless.
Yeah, well, seriously.
Christian Bale
is known. He's notorious. Yeah, crazy.
Right, I mean.
Right, but that's like the standard.
Even like, what's his name? Ben Affleck. Look at Ben Affleck before and after Batman.
Ben Affleck just wanted an excuse to eat 12 cheeseburgers a day. That's all.
Well, that was not what his nutritionist recommended him. But he was lifting heavy. Like, let's look at Chris Hemsworth. Like,
Chris Hemsworth is quite possibly, though, the only person who's built like that I find attractive. And it's mostly because of his personality, I think. But
I think he came out of the womb that way.
He is
broader, but he did gain
an attractive man.
Did you see the last one? Love and Chocolate? Love and Thunder?
Love and Chocolate. Get out of here, Evan. Fake fan.
What was it? Love and Thunder?
Yeah.
Thor, Love and Thunder. No, Natalie Portman gained a lot of weight for that.
She looked fucking amazing.
I was like, can every woman look like this in every movie from now on? Like, we need
what's
more
her face?
She-Hulk. She-Hulk, too.
Yeah.
I haven't seen She-Hulk, but
But what's her face?
Yeah, there's a lot of CGI. So.
Kate Blanchett from the...
Oh, Ragnarok?
She was in Pretty Rockin'.
Yeah, she was kind of just always looks like that, though.
Kate Blanchett is just stunning, but I don't think she was built.
We're just perpetuating our own body image issues now. Let's move on. Just naming people
we want to
look like.
Yes.
Great.
Yeah. And I was about to knock them all down because that's how I react when I want to look like someone. I
want to be actually ugly.
All right. Well, so can we write an eating disorder joke that I can tell without insulting people and getting myself in trouble?
Well, all we won't write the R word for you.
Let's
so I think
see.
We're doing pretty well.
We'll start there.
We got it.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Right off the bat, I feel like there's something to do with his workout routine because this man wakes up and does like.
Yeah, he was saying all his push-ups. And wait, when I think of like funny eating disorder things, I think of like American Psycho where he's like, I measure out all like his skincare regimen. And then I do my blah, blah, blah skincare for 10 minutes. I do 1,000 sit-ups. I do blah, blah, blah.
Maybe there's just a joke in there somewhere that like having an eating disorder and being Jewish is redundant.
Yeah.
And then you can say like, although I get judged in my family for calling yogurt and fruit a dessert, I am also then surrounded by people who hate themselves for eating 3 slices of cake. So you just, it's a lose-lose.
Yeah. No, I like that idea. It's cute.
All right. And then I was also just thinking of puns earlier, which this could be really stupid. Jesse, you might have to cut this out. But just like eating disorder versus eating orders.
As in like ordering at a restaurant.
Yeah. Or just
like
ordering
fries. You know, like eating disorder. Is that what you mean? Like
she's
disorder.
It was a dad joke. Yes.
I like that.
Okay. Well,
I don't have an eating disorder. I'm eating disorder. So stupid, James. It's so stupid, but it made me laugh.
I think I wrote a really good last line.
I don't know. I'm trying to write about how your dad like fits in with Tumblr Thinspiration. Like, because he does. Like, he's pretty thin, has a thigh.
That's all you, girl. I can't help you there. Should we call him back? Okay, now Evan's going to tell a joke that we wrote that hopefully won't get him canceled about eating disorders.
Having an eating disorder and being Jewish is redundant. You feel guilty for not finishing your plate, and then you get made fun of for calling yogurt and fruit dessert. But then you have to listen to people complain how they are in literal pain from overeating and hate themselves for eating that last piece of rugelach. Like, did Jews really not have time to let the bread rise when they fled from Egypt? Or did Moses just have body dysmorphia and wanted to cut carbs?
Yay.
That's a good joke.
Funny. Also, yogurt and fruit is a dessert.
No, it's not.
We have to have ice cream on it at least.
There has to be chocolate involved.
Okay, chips. Yeah.
Baking.
If it's chocolate covered fruit, fine. If you thought that that was a successful joke, let us know. And if you didn't, also maybe tell us.
Let us know.
Let us know. And, you know, if you think you can do better, please write one. We would love to judge you for it. And until next time, this has been Cancel Culture.
Canceled. 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 Canceled.
Cancel.
Culture.
Podcast.